And our only personal success is to control the failure of large social controls. And in our spiritual ambition, understanding the danger of being identified, our only tactic left is the non-identity. And if we don't fraud others to gain capital, we fraud ourselves. And inevitably power turns sterile, and right in this moment we shall destroy it before it find its virility going to war. And the more constrained we are, the more we have to spiritually move to refresh ourselves. And unless it is ready for a life sacrifice, the poet will be always vulnerable to any kind of vulgar attacks. And meaningful cultural growth always comes as an exhaustion of a blankening power structure. And to undertake a journey to human nature, we ought to completely depart from our native platform and only use other platforms as temporary hosting. And as we anyway need to keep the media for our autonomy running, we cannot get rid but can only choose the length of the chain of our social dependence. And the most poetic of enterprises is to maintain our personal ideal through time and space. And extremes can only be solved through other extremes unless we choose the non-violent way of letting them die of their own accord. And creativity per se is euphoria, while creating potentially creative creations is the true joy. And much of that we should panic for is generated by human panic, and that is why we shouldn't panic about it. And more rules are required only to enforce a small minority to comply to them. And even stepping down from the palaces of power, we will have to struggle with it to maintain our voice. And writing the impossibility of scaling down into a natural solitude, we lose our common sense and contribute to a total war. And paradoxically, we came to the point that only by getting totally lost, we can begin rediscovering our true nature. And it is by bringing our human medium onto an alien artificial platform that we can start making meaning out of it. And the challenge of the new tragedy is to incorporate the old tragic and make it even more tragic to the ever more insensible hearts of the audience. And even if purity can manage to grow out of impurity, its roots will always have to deal with ever new impurity. And only in our childishness we can smile at the sun, forgetting about all the evil lotters of the serious man below. And the worst path of life is the one forced against any artificially imposed boundary. And the only true drama is the one lived silently by the few with noble principle, right against the noisy dramas of the middle class. And nobility of the soul can be measured through our effort of trying not being vulgarly mediocre. And while the developing of a passion makes us feel more special than others, only by fully embracing one we can give authenticity back to others. And the official notions are only acquired temporarily, while only notionless we can approach universal knowledge. And by wanting to get rid of the old, the most archaic antiquity is in the end replicated. And paradoxically, in order to stay the same, we ought to keep on cycling along with the cyclical changes surrounding us. And just standing as an autonomous organism, we realize how the human ecology as a whole is in itself an organism affected by different syndromes in its different organs. And if the top-down approach to decipher nature only puts it into chaos, the top-down approach only reunites us with it. And being traditions generated during short moments of power shifts, they do not represent any culture other than they impose themselves into them. And after repressing individualities, modern enterprises get born by confusing them. And especially in its immaterial production, the social industry manages to be so materially harmful. And as soon as we understand the corruption of power, the only possible protest is to abstain from it. And criticizing from within, we die with the system, while criticizing from the outside, we can generate a new life. And authenticity can be measured by our adherence to a scheme that is not too enforced, but coherent to our own nature. And in any framework, we find certain items so valuable that seen from outside that framework means nothing. And what is worth falling in love with is anything that can retain over time its natural poetry. And if from the very beginning it is the clarity of the object, by the end of the day it is the atmosphere obfuscating it. And unless we are born within it, we will have to wait for a power shift at the coast to enter any of the human fields. And the elite of those who can comprehend the world is made of those few who can resist outside its ready-made compartments. Greatly noble or greatly evil is the experience that can inspire others from different time and space to do the same. And the corner is all we need to develop our intimacy, and the more profound we make it, the more we can enlighten others. And the new systems are just meant to hide the old systems we so grew repulsive for. And to the extent that he or she contributes to an establishment, the serious intellectual should not be taken seriously. And in the end, any kind of regime more or less directly repress the human faculty of taking care of its own nature. And from the mediocrity in which social thinking has placed us, there is no way out but a most determined noble aspiration. And we can be heroes with a great body but certainly a very little head if we fight for the others' opinions. and political attitude makes use of the idea of a group identity, which is in fact imposed on a multitude of natural characters. And it's from the margins, not from its center, that we can embrace the whole of a corrupt society with a wave of purity. And as soon as power wants to show its purity, its impurity is spilled on its subjects below. Beaten, in exile, and without any paternity is the only situation to be intellectually sincere. And like from cattle, wherever there is capital, there are all sorts of parasites coming to suck from it. And right, those who show off the force of the power are those who are so hypochondriac about any slight symptom. And we shouldn't victimize the fact that we didn't have any help from the outside world, as only without his help we could in fact build our integrity. And it is after life has bent us that we can create content for the container we have created before it did so. And our will to dedicate ourselves fully for our passion ought to be compensated by a natural burden hindering us to do so. And one feature of standardization is the constant need to introduce new exoticism until it also gets standardized. And if we ought to make sense of human progress, we ought to find the right place that is neither inside nor outside. And properties are like fruits that should fall, but always finds a way to stay attached to their social trees.